We are now recording. Don't talk about anybody you don't want.
Don't
talk about.
That Herbie, man.
Yep.
Yep.
Don't let him hear anything.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, it's me.
You're breaking the desk.
It's okay.
Not
Herbie. No, I wouldn't do that.
Can we not be in here again? Disturbing.
Oh, man.
I'm like,
I just keep thinking.
What are you thinking? A ghost right there?
Oh, no.
Okay, so. Oh, on this break thing.
How does that work?
On this break thing, it's one day?
Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we can try to meet Wednesday if everybody
wants. What time Wednesday?
Can't meet Wednesday.
No, Wednesday's Thursday.
No one's got time to meet.
I can meet Thursday.
I know classes are over most of the time by 1. Does anyone have time after that?
On Tuesday, you talking about?
No, Wednesdays.
Next oh,
Wednesday.
Not Wednesday.
Thursday.
Thursday, I can.
Thursday. At 11?
No, I have. Well, maybe.
Yeah. I have Thursday. I have class at 1. I can meet from like 12 to 1 or something.
I have a lab at 12 to
1:50. What about the same time?
Yes.
Well, yeah,
11. Can everyone meet at 11?
I can do
11. I mean, I'm assuming it's symmetrical.
Yep.
I mean, I'll get here when I can, like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That way we can.
All right.
That way we can clear some of this business out of the way rather than waiting for the following Tuesday.
Yeah.
We'll have lost a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Thursday at
good idea.
I gotta remember note schedule room. Okay.
So Thursday
at 11.
So the regional. The regional honors in action is simply getting someone to come speak to us.
Right. And, wait, never mind. Disregard the and.
You sure?
For now, yeah.
and then we report it, and then we're done with that. Then we worry about the honors in action for the national.
Right. Ours.
Which will be something entirely different, probably,
right.
Than mental health.
That's right.
Where would we meet? Because I would need to know what time to meet for my total club.
Tentatively. It would be here. If I can get this room, it would be here. But I'll
if
have
we
to...
ever have a problem, since we have small numbers right now anyway, I'm in James Williams Hall 204. We're only going to have 4 or 5 people coming. If it's an officer's meeting, is that going to be next week, an officer's meeting?
Thursday, yeah.
If we have to, we can meet in my office.
Yeah.
I know it's not the best place, but we've got chairs.
Well, all right. Well, I'll try to get this room again. What room is that? 204?
203.
Yeah,
this
one.
No,
this one's 203. So, James Williams Hall 204. Have you checked with? Have you checked 208 again for James Williams Hall? Did you not like that space?
No, I didn't like that space. No, I like the space. Okay, but
you couldn't get the technology to work.
No, well, I got my own technology in that event. But I just figured, huh?
Are you having difficulty finding
it? No. It worked out.
They have to unlock it for us or something, right?
All of them, they do.
Unless someone gets keys.
Yeah.
But
I might be able to get a key to one of the rooms here.
I like this room because I figured that, I mean, I particularly wanted this building because I figured people who wasn't already here on the campus, it would be easier to find parking because it's, where we at? Because there's a whole lot over there.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I was liking the old room because it was down the hall from my office. And a 2-minute walk from my.
See, I'm right there.
See, I have a noon class, though, which means.
And that has to be a class at 2, I mean, 12 and 18. So
I can be late, though, because I'm the teacher. I worked hard, man. I got 3 degrees.
You deserve a little specialness.
Right,
So, yeah, we do that. And then Thursday, what we'll be doing is developing develop research questions on Thursday. And probably each one of us that is here will be doing some research on that question. Academic research is defined in the book. You know, there's certain sources you can use and certain you can't. Probably all of y'all know that already, but if not, you can.
Say again?
For academic research,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's certain sources that you can use and not use because all of this will be weighed in the quality of our honest in action. I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like I said, five stars is one thing, and that's minimum requirements. But in order to try to get some awards based on our work, it has to be good work. And so the quality of resources is going to be one of the things that is judged when they're looking at our Honest in Action project.
You need me to weigh in?
Oh, yeah, you're the man.
On the academic stuff. Because I talk about this with my students all the time.
Cool.
She saw me get angry with my students.
Yeah.
Reliable versus unreliable sources.
I don't know what y'all got against Wikipedia, though.
What I tell them is Wikipedia is a great place to start. And I tell them, use it for that. But
well, it is.
But don't ever cite it because it can be changed by
anybody.
There's no peer review process.
Well, not an organized peer review, but if someone goes there.
Well, there's no peer review process by an expert, right? So if I sent out a paper to Post Studies, right? If it gets published by Post Studies, it means it went through a rigorous peer review process, read by people who are also experts in it, which means that it's now reliable because it's been seen by a lot of people who know the field. Whereas I can go on Wikipedia and look at an article on string theory and say, nah, I don't like this. I think I'll change the things.
And
footnotes are valuable. The readings that they offer at the end are really valuable.
Yeah.
So that's a great place to start.
Speaking of
Edgar,
how'd it go?
No, it was hard, but I talked for about 15 minutes. Yeah, it was fun. So what's next? Thursday?
Thursday we will be developing research questions and have science-specific people to go down that path.
Do you want to get people to bring in work cited, or is this sounding too much like an English class?
You talking about on Thursday?
No, next when we meet again.
Oh, yeah, that, definitely.
Bring in work cited pages, talk about what they found.
Yeah. We'll cover that during next meeting when we talk about the questions.
Sorry.
But, they definitely going to need to do that. and the other things we have on here... Chelsea, had y'all been contacted by Chelsea as far as email to have other officers from last year kind of orient you to what's expected by Zeva?
No. Is that
going to
happen?
Yeah, she was assigned that task last week.
That would be great. Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Me neither.
I actually thought that was going to happen.
Where are you?
A long time, public
relations. You're doing great, Meg.
So, no, but I mean, I kind of thought training was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. It will.
At the beginning of the...
It will. It will. Well, it was supposed to... I mean...
I feel like we're a little behind.
Well, we are. We didn't have advisors. We didn't have advisors, and I was clueless too, you know.
No, I know. Or just even hear their version of how they did it last year. They did all this stuff, especially becoming a five-star chapter. So they worked really hard. And so I'm where should we be? Where should I be right now? As far as the PR officer. But it's good that we do that now.
Yeah.
Mary's been very good too.
Yeah.
She has been helpful, but she can't do it all, you know. And everyone's experiences are different.
She can do more with Hurley than anybody else because she was president too.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll get back on that. I'll see what Chelsea is on that, and that would be the next thing. If she can't get the people to contact the officer and the new officer in their old position, then, like you said, just schedule them, see if they will come in and say their piece about the training here all on one day.
Last time, there was something I wanted to get to, but I was sidetracked by good ideas and instruction from you guys. Lindley told me that you were selling T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
When is that going to start?
What? Well, how it had been done so far is that we pretty much sell them at events or stuff like that comes up. One of the things that I guess is you guys now, one of the things that I was asking about to Mary and then to Lindley, and she was hoping to check in on it, was could I set up an e-commerce so that the t-shirts would always be available?
We got to talk to Mary Cross and see if there's any problem with that. I don't think there will be.
What does that mean, e-commerce?
Sell them on a website.
Sell them online.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're available all the time rather than only bringing them to certain events. We need to find out from Barry Cross if there's any issues with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know of any other clubs that are doing this?
Yeah, well, I don't remember actually seeing the product from other clubs, but they have sites up and everything.
You think it would be something? Is this only for members or members' families or anybody?
You
think parents would want to own...
Oh, the t-shirt?
Something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If
my kid were doing something like this, I'd want to buy a t-shirt.
What can you even say? The process of orders
impacted. Well, it could be high tech or it could be low tech. So in other words, they could say, I want to buy blah, blah, blah. And then it could be a person assigned to receive those emails and they address it. You know, however they need to address it, whether they make an agreement for the buyers to come in on a particular day or whatever to pick them up or come in at the meeting, but assign one person to handle that. Or it could, it depends on how involved it is and what red tape we had to go through. It could be set up. The club get a PayPal account or whatever, PayPal is the easiest way to go. Club get a PayPal account and the money goes straight to the account. All this stuff was Lindley was supposed to be checking into, but probably was too busy, you know.
It should be fairly easy for you to make things sound like you set it up or not. Just if, you know, making sure that someone's available, people get the product or ship it out, maybe one of the club members or something like that.
Several ways, according to
that's an option.
I could even, aren't they in student life over there? So, we could even just say we're going to have t-shirts for sale.
If y'all would do that every meeting, but especially at the members meeting,
right?
Then that was going to be something that I did.
Yeah.
Figured it would be good to do.
Along with
the next members meeting, we hopefully get this stuff going and clearly defined and know what we're working toward so we can be more creative at the next. I was kind of glad nobody showed up at this meeting, kind of bland, for a members meeting. They never come again. Just tell everybody, don't come. So at the next one, we'll actually have some refreshments, whatever, Coria had suggested door prizes and whatnot. And I think some of that stuff would be cool, but we'll be much more organized. And as a matter of fact, I want to have this about done in a month from now. Really, not the way, because we still got, Jason, you was asking about what other projects. We still got to do the college project. Mm-hmm. And,
meet with the president.
Well, we've already done that. We did that earlier this year, and that counts for this. And next year, we will do it again so that the following club will have that benefit as well. But when we did talk to the president, one of the projects that he brought up and was interested in us doing, is up to us. I kind of like it. But it is a campus cleanup type deal.
And that stretches all the way through the end of this year, not the academic year. It ends when would be the deadline?
Oh, you talking about when do we have? Oh, the deadline for it? Yeah, it's like the end of the year, like December or something like that.
The confusing thing I've found about this organization, not about you guys, but about PTK, is what's the... Unfortunately, they use academic years and they use calendar years.
Uh-huh.
And it gets confusing when things are due. I don't know why they use calendar years. I think running on the same academic year that everybody else does would be easier. That's why I keep asking you when things are due. Because I can't, honest to God.
Yeah.
So this is due at the end of December.
Something like that. That's on Trello.
And this was something that you talked to Parker about last, but Parker talked to you about
earlier this year. Right. And, so with that, the college project would include collaborating with other clubs and everything, you know what I'm saying? And so, this is real cool with that because it's one thing that we can get a lot of clubs involved in because it could benefit because, you know, some of the things that you could do is sign different areas to different clubs, but, you know, you can have your signs, this, that, the other banners, whatever. So it's promotion, exposure for the club and everything. Of course, you know, when it actually needs to get started or when it gets started, winter time is coming. So participation with that could be tricky, but it doesn't necessarily have to start in the wintertime. It could start in the spring. We could just go ahead and be working on it and get everything done or whatever. So, but that's one idea, you know, we can go along with that, or if y'all got something different, you know, we can work on that. I kind of like this idea.
Cleanup sounds feasible. It sounds doable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of safe, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the safe option.
Yeah. I mean, and then, you know what I'm saying, we really want to make sure we do all this stuff so that it's done by the deadline and end. But we're not limited to that. If there's other ideas that comes up, I mean, I got some ideas, some things that we need to do to make a significant change in what's available here to the students. So I'm thinking about getting a Toastmasters here, and then speaking club. That's an international speaking club.
Really cool.
Yeah.
We have a communications department that can help us out.
Huh?
We have a communications department that can help us out.
Oh, yeah. So that's one thing. And then something that I'm interested in is having some type of personal development training ongoing, you know, available for students. That would be able to reach out and promote itself, not necessarily as promotion of personal development, but the elements of personal development in ways that students are actually gravitated toward it because they can see how it benefits them. You know what I mean? But it goes back to the whole availability of personal development. And because I'm looking at, you know, the big picture of things that we could contribute to the school and to the community and everything that's ongoing and everlasting and have a significant impact. And I think that would be kind of cool. So those are two things. But, you know, those are two things. Well, we got to get this stuff out of the way. Of course, those things, but they're too involved. You know, it would put us off in getting done as far as complying with this.
Plus, I'd like to get that done.
Yeah,
a lot of this stuff is going to be running concurrently.
Yeah.
And that can create problems.
So we get this stuff done out the way. And next year, we have the fun, fresh, big picture things to work on.
So what's the presentation
design? Oh, Sharon has sent the email this morning about the invitations are about to go out. And she was inquiring about designs for the invitation, and Meg had responded and said that she would. Now she said that she would help work on. So I don't know if she was talking about I would be part of the team, or if she was saying I would design them and didn't want to look like she was taking over the thing. So where do you stand on that, Meg? You?
I mean, well, so I'm in the graphic design department, and I have all the programs, and I didn't know if we had like a template basically that we could be working on, or if we have something from like PTK headquarters that they could send, and like, do we need to create a whole new thing for our chapter?
I'm thinking a whole new thing.
I'm not even sure what that's about. That's what I was asking with the invitation design before. I thought it was something that was just generally sent out via,
Well, so she was talking about the invitations might be, something that's standard, but I think she had said posters, right?
Posters to like get people to join, I feel like.
Yeah, so that's, like that might not be standard. That might be something that we're going to come up with.
Just for our chapter.
Yeah, either way.
It's fine, either way.
It seems like she was talking about a grassroots thing, not something that's pre-existing.
I was wondering, I saw that, and then I saw the email, and I thought it was just the posters that we have.
Oh, no, I know she's not. something like that. No, it's something we're going to create. Okay. And so if you go to Trello, if you go to Trello, you will see there's a board there about this invitation design, which Meg is the project manager of. And if y'all got ideas for what to include on the design, you know, just post it there so that, you know, for ideas and whatnot that Meg can use in the design. If, you know, we like it, we include it. If we don't.
I was just thinking, like, we can make it more personal to, like, the campus and to Greensboro area. And you know what I mean?
And as far as you might want to go there and look yourself, but I was looking at the PTK website to see if they had images and whatnot to use and that type of stuff.
Right.
I didn't see anything. So I searched, because if you look at the form, I got a PTK thing there. Well, I just went to Google and use an image that was PTK. It's, you know, technically, you don't do stuff like that, but it being what it is and used for what it's used for shouldn't be a problem.
I agree. You should have something that licensed.
Yeah. And what else? So that's what the invitation design is. So that's up there. And we want any ideas to be in by Friday again. So the deadline is like the 16th or 18th or something. But if Megan has to create stuff, we want to give her enough time to brainstorm and figure stuff out. So, like, if you got ideas, I said to put that up by Friday. You just added what's called a card on that board in Moodle. It'll be self-explanatory when you get there. It's really easy. I already created it. It's there right now. And leadership conference. There is a sign-up genie for the leadership conference so that you guys, I already sent the email, and that is also posted on Trello. Yeah.
It's an advertisement.
I'm getting no. I'm getting no conversation. Actually, wait a minute. No, there is, you do get like credit for people who sign up.
Oh, it's funny. Wow, you just suddenly remembered that, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody. Well,
crucial information is on this website.
Yeah, I think. No, but that's only for the paid version. We ain't using the paid version. I haven't seen yet. You can change the different colors on the boards.
Leadership Conference registration is due by the 16th. So does that mean that we
have forms? Well, what happened, though? Well, you just got to get the info. You sign up, and James.
I mean, the sign up sheet for GCC.
Advisor got it. Jason, okay. What did I say, James?
Yeah, you keep calling me James. It's weird.
Get out of here.
Jason.
More than
and
one?
Sharon.
I did that more than once?
Two times. Once in an email.
My apologies. Like, in an email? For real?
Honest to God.
So, when do we need to sign up? Are you going to bring it to the next meeting for us?
Let me talk to Sharon, and I'll get a copy of it for this next leadership conference.
And the other thing, you guys, now we are, like I said, by Thursday, we're going to be getting into this Honest in Action thing. We have an opportunity to actually present at the regional conference. Is it the regional conference or the leadership? Is it the Honest?
Just at the regional.
I mean, not the regional Honors in Action I'm talking about.
Classic.
Can we get an agenda for this? Because I actually have another conference that I need to attend that same weekend in South Carolina, but I want to make sure I get both in. And I can probably work something out in the first episode of the other one, so I can have a representative go to that. And then if there is an agenda, I can work things out.
For the leadership conference in November? Okay. Well, I'll look into it. You're talking about, okay. An agenda for the actual event, right? You know what? They might not even have it done yet. But yeah, I checked and see with John Sharp.
Still waiting on getting our website done. Yeah, I'm like, really? We had offices in the summer. What
happened?
For PBL.
What's that?
State offices, finally, Linda, it's Future Business News of America.
Oh, yeah.
And the state website, we have officers who've already been to the kickoff and everything. And every time you go on the website, it's last year's stuff. They're like,
Leadership.
I know being an officer, but if you don't know and you're a member, you can't get to meetings, you have nine classes and a job, what do you do? You know?
And as far as the website, I'm trying to get the login information from the guy who was doing the website 3 or 4 years ago. And he responded, but he hasn't given me any information yet.
We have a website?
See? Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Me either.
Like Alpha Pi Alpha.
Well, what happened was somebody's squatting on that domain name. Mm. But this one is an Alpha Pi Alpha WordPress.org or whatever. Yeah. Well, see, what happened was, so when I did this research into the website, they got the .com, but I got the .org.
There you go.
So we do have that. But we'll take a look at this one. But there's a link to the blog. It says blog on forum. Which is, like I said, the URL is alphapialpha.wordpress.org, I think. But like I said, it's a link at the forum. If you go to the forum, yeah, it's a link that says Alpha Blog. And it's okay, but it's old. And so it's two different things here. One is like if I ever get the login info, which I feel like the dude will. I don't know what's wrong with it, though. But when I get the login info, it could be changed, you know, you can alter the theme or whatever and update it. But, or you can start from scratch and build a new one. I hadn't really browsed around a whole lot there. But,
say it again. I was, what?
The website.
Oh,
yeah.
Graphic design.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But now I can do a lot with the actual web design. I mean, you can provide the graphics, but I'm familiar a little bit with that.
That's kind of what I do. I mean, I can totally do it.
Okay.
You shouldn't do that.
Right.
Okay, cool.
You're busy.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah.
So, I'm
addicted to doing.
Whatever you need. I can't code or anything.
No, you don't. WordPress, you don't need to. Have you messed with WordPress at all before?
Yeah, and we're doing that right now, sort of.
Okay.
Like I'm in that class.
Yeah.
But if I have questions, like if I can ask my teachers.
Yeah, and I know a little. I know a little bit about it. I mean, I'll be messing with it. I got several sites.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go on there and,
we
should have that up and running. Like,
yeah, definitely. You know, so, I mean, that was one of the things also. Yeah, that was one of the things too, along with the Toastmasters and other, you know, because, you know, once we get that going, then boom, you sign other roles. And that's, see, all this was part of the idea in my campaign speech, increasing, because all that's going to go to, because then that's going to be linked to Facebook and the YouTube channel was another thing that we're going to start. Y'all agree with it. And, you know, all of that is going to be the design to bring people in, get it. We got to be more interesting. We got to be more relevant, you know, and that's going to help people perceive in such a way that they want to be a part. And that's going to increase the membership.
Like I was saying, like activity. I have the camera that I have, you know, I can film and stuff. So even if we do like little, I don't know, like interviews or something, chapter president podcast. People watch videos.
Right.
Like, that's pretty much all people do.
And you should tell us and share with us because it's an awesome revolutionary idea.
Well, I am, but I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to distract from this yet. I want to get this going. I really wasn't planning on mentioning it today. But I wanted to get this going and moving and not be drifting off into other. Well, I'm thinking people will think like me. If you mess around and you hit me with an idea, then I'll be doing one thing and boom, something comes to my head about that idea that you just told me about. Right. I'm like, come on, man, hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let's deal with this. But if it's in my head, then for some reason, something will spark a thought that's related to that.
My thing anyway, like
public relations officer,
like I should be putting things out there for the public to see and sharing it.
If you've got all these ideas, she's looking for new things to do. That way we get these projects going to the people and our officers are actually gaining the leadership and skills that they need.
Right.
We're getting the things that you envision up and running.
Well, that's the plan. Did you see the Trello video?
I did.
Oh, at the end of the video, that's where I messed around and went off into a tangent.
You're not
But because like even with the YouTube channel, it's
I
more
such a grind though. I really
do. With the YouTube channel, you know what I mean, it's really gonna be deeper than just a window into PTK.
Right.
An aspect of that channel in my eyes is to also provide personal development there. So we will have a series of videos that will deal with certain issues, you know what I mean? Time management, focusing, persevering. You see what I'm saying? That's the legacy, and that span, again, is some a way that we're going to, is going to be something that exists and be beneficial across the board, community, members, all that stuff.
One of our tenants, PTK, is working with another club. If I may land, is working on a project with that called Mind Business for personal development. This may be a way both of those and get it done. You would still have the PTK channel being separate.
Mm-hmm.
These would be things that you could
count people you can
them.
Bring in.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can kill two birds with one stone, so to speak.
And then, another thing is us being able to go into adult education audience and speaking to them about staying in school, the benefits that you've seen, your vision based on what you've learned, how you feel, like, you know, just helping. I don't know if you know what adult education is, but these are older people who, a lot of them are going back to get their GED, you know, so they're coming around. They are dealing with high degrees of hope and anticipation about a better life. And so they're moving in a certain direction. But, you know, a lot of times when you're coming from that way of thinking, then you're early on in the process. So your goals that you've set, you know what I mean, GED might be a lot of them's goals, ultimately. And they hadn't gotten further beyond that. You know, we can help encourage them, motivate them, set their heights higher, see the potential, you know what I'm saying? Like based on what you're learning right here, you know, it's something that you can use and take your thinking to another level. And another thing I think is especially useful is helping them. A lot of people don't see the value in themselves, you know, especially if they don't, if they haven't gone through many of these formalities, they didn't get the GED, didn't finish school. A lot of people lack self-confidence and self-esteem, undervalue themselves, and it's not true, you know, but you got to have another way of thinking. All your experiences matter, you know what I'm saying? If you look at them in such a way that you get the lessons and the principles out of them that you can use and you can apply to life going forward in different ways, create, implement a little creativity, use the lessons, boom, you can start something big, regardless of education. But education comes into play because it helps introduce you, it guarantees that you will be introduced to different things. So if you're not in the environment by default, it is already conducive to grabbing this type of information. Now you're in a, automatically in an environment by enrolling in school in which you are surrounded by information that can help. So you know what I'm saying? But don't get me started on this stuff.
We should. We should.
You started.
Yeah,
it
sounds
like it. Talk about how being in school and learning about history can help you make smart decisions about politicians, because I can tell you right now, I'm not going to say too much, but Donald Trump to me seems like he's bringing back the Great Depression and the Industrial Revolution in his ideas. So I'm not going to vote for him. But you see, history can repeat itself, and he is certainly making me think it's going to repeat itself if he becomes president. So it can help you make smart decisions when voting, because you reach 18, you're automatically allowed to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But most people are just going to follow the guy who sounds the best. They don't know what they're doing. So
superficial reasons, superficial decisions.
Can help you make smart decisions to be a better politician, so you're not striking on the streets complaining about the president while you voted for him.
That's your speech, Mary.
Exactly. I mean, great things, great initiatives that we can touch on and broaden on. These are passions, and people are passionate about certain things. We're talking about members coming to meetings,
yeah.
If these are things that members know are happening and not just the honest side meeting,
right.
then they want to be involved. Right. So they want to make things happen. Because they want to touch the community. So I think it's ideas like this that we need to put out there on the website. Maybe mm-hmm. for the YouTube channel, these things up so that they know what we're about, what we stand for,
right.
not just PTK, the Art Society.
Right.
This is what we're doing. This is why this is important. This is why this brings or this environment that education and knowledge matters.
Mm-hmm.
To give them a real life.
Like I said, the objective is, I don't know if I said it or not, but the objective is for, first and foremost, I saw your signature, but first and foremost is for the awareness of the Honor Society to reach far beyond just, not only do I want every member, every student to know about the Honor Society, I want the community to know about the Honor Society. And not only do I want them to know about the Honor Society and PTK, no, they're going to know Alpha Pi Alpha. And I noticed you only got Alpha Pi Alpha in your signature. I don't know who else, but I just saw it. They got the same thought. Nigga didn't even put PTK on the joint. She just got Alpha Pi Alpha.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. So that's, you know, that's the big picture vision, you know. Phi Theta Kappa, yeah, but we Alpha Pi Alpha because we're going to stand out among Phi Theta Kappa with the difference that we make in the community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's our
community. Like, I would tell people at church that I got into Phi Theta Kappa, and they're like, what's that? I said, it's the Honor Society for 2-year universities. So like, congratulations. So they don't know. If more people know about it, maybe the more we can help not just our chapter, but all chapters.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a
like
thought.
That,
yeah.
Go out and say, hey, this is who we are. Fellowship, you know, for a day, come out, see.
Awareness. Because then what if we're doing an event and then they see it and they're like, oh yeah, PTK, they came to my church. Mm-hmm. So that's like awareness, you know, just out in the public.
So, you know, that's the big picture thing, man. That's the goal. The community will know that about Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society, and they will know that Alpha Pi Alpha is the Greensboro area local chapter of Phi Theta Kappa. I mean, okay, so we are dragging this out. Hey, we did pretty good today, though. We covered everything on this thing, and it's only 10 after.
And you mentioned Trello only 4 times. Yeah.
It's okay. She's not majoring in math.
I can't hear this anymore. Interference.
So let's see. So
so we have like if there's a committee for like the graphics and audio visual stuff.
What's your major?
Refer to committee.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got all that gear and everything?
Yeah, sort of.
What software you use? You said visual. You do video editing?
I haven't done video editing.
Oh, okay.
I film shows and stuff like that.
How you film shows? Oh, and then you pass it all on to someone else that does the editing on the video?
This is good.
Well, I do video editing.
Yeah.
So. We're going to be epic.
Yeah, hopefully. You
That's
know.
The plan. That's the plan.
Exciting. I think we've got a lot of exciting things.
Oh, yeah.
In the works.
You thought it was a joke?
I didn't say that. No.
Can I get everyone's contact information? I know we're all. Don't tell me about Trello.
Yeah, right there on Trello, man. No, it's in the forum, though, for real. But, I mean, whatever. Yeah.
But, I mean, the people that are here today, so they know, you know, some of the things that we're actually talking about.
Yeah.
Where the energy is and things like that.
Thank you guys for coming and making it and contributing to the conversation and with your great ideas and volunteering. That's awesome.
Email
signing up to Trello.
How do you sign up to the app?
What, Trello?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that an iPhone? What do you call that app?
It's a tablet.
You like it?
It's okay.
I mean, it's the iPad.
No, it's the Samsung different. Galaxy Tab 5.
Oh. I have the smaller Samsung.
Oh, really?
Like the Tab 3.
Well, for my business, I have to have an iPad. A lot of those apps, they have to run it only for the Apple platform, which is right, because I have to wait a year or buy this thing. So, I'm trying to figure out what to buy and how much I'm going to spend on it. I mean, yeah, it's a business write-off.
You got the iPad Pro coming out November, $799.
I can't feel that many digits.
Yeah.
That's
well,
a really high number.
Do you have a class
limit? No, okay.
They have some that are there that aren't that expensive.
I have.
I don't remember. They were reasonably priced, and I was thinking.